It's just a C, and it's kind of shaped like a forked flag. And so the C on the bottom crunches into one side of that forked flag, and on the other side is just a random piece of yellow.
I'm
It's
pulling it up now.
trash. I'm not gonna like some people are like super pissed about this. I think it sucks. I'm not gonna people are like threatening not going to games and all this other shenanigans, and I'm like,
Ah, man, I can't hear you. Holy shit, this is loud. Okay, sorry about that. They have like a hype video or something, and
oh.
it was idiotically loud. Like you were talking, and I lost you. I mean, immediately lost you. Holy shit.
Oh. Well, I guess I
Holy
did not
shit.
expect that.
No, I didn't either. And it's like it was so loud, that's why I was yelling at you. Because I was like, oh my God, just panic immediately.
Yeah, like
Oh, dude, that is boring. You know what?
that it
If it looks like how you it looks like the bookmark tab on
Oh,
Google on your phone.
yeah.
Oh, that's
That
terrible.
that's a great description. Yeah, there's a little more tapering than the Google bookmark symbol, but yeah. So I
Wow,
think it's
man,
a
that's
slight homage to the Ohio flag, I believe, is shaped that way. But yeah. It couldn't be more bland, is really what the problem is. Like, that is the blandest bland, blandy bland thing I have ever seen.
yeah, it's boring. Like, nothing stands out.
Yeah. So that's what's hurt. Like, I'm like, what? Like, I understand they kind of got stuck with what they got stuck with when Precourt tried to do a similar maneuver, and he kind of backed off. These guys just said, "Oh, fuck it, we're doing it." And I guess I'm okay with the Columbus Soccer Club. Whatever, that's not really that big of a deal. But it is weird when like all of your fans, like all of their chants involve the word crew. And to me, it just kind of throws off the whole vibe too. Like you can do it, but it's weird.
Yeah, I'm looking like I'm on the Columbus Crew website.
Oh.
And I'll tell you this. They're like all the logos are pretty small, but theirs does kind of stand out with the C. But it's only because everything else is intricate, except for the Portland Timbers, where it's just an axe. I guess Charlotte is Charlotte's the crown.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid, dude. I you can be all right with it, but it's just like, what a generic name. Okay. Like Toronto Football Club, Columbus Soccer Club, Founders or Seattle Sounders Football Club, whatever. Like everybody else has some sort of nickname, it seems like.
Well, yeah, and they said that they are gonna like still use the word, I guess, but I'm like, then if you're gonna still use the word, why take it out of the name then? It's just like,
Yeah.
yeah, there's a whole lot of like, yeah, I'm not gonna give up my season tickets because of this whole routine by any means, but yeah, it's just bad, man. That's my biggest beef with it. It's just not a good design.
No, it seems unnecessary too.
Well, because the other logo was pretty recent, as far as the look of it. But again, I understand that they kind of want to put their own stamp on the team, and they're obviously also thinking, oh, new logo, everyone's going to buy new merch. Kind of yep. tough to do that when you piss off at least half the fan base, but, you know, go for it.
Well, who wants that boring garbage on their chest, though? Or back, or whatever else, you know?
I don't know.
I mean, it's like, you can rebrand and make something look cool.
Yeah, agreed.
But that was just like, all right, like, there's that. It's not, I guess, you know, not being a fan, it's not something to get upset about other than just go, if.
Yeah, and I did have to laugh too. The Dispatch interviewed the coach and two of the players, and they're basically like, yeah, that's above my pay grade, and I get paid to win games, so fuck off. And the players are like, oh, yeah. We're concentrating on tomorrow's game because that's more important. So also, fuck off. We don't care if we have a new symbol. So
yeah, I mean, especially because is it even on the uniforms? Because don't most soccer, football uniforms are all ads anyways? So
it's going to take up significantly less room than any yeah. of their than the ad for Nationwide Insurance. So
so it's like whatever.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not gonna get that pissed off about it. If anyone ever asked what I think of it, it sucks. That's it. It's that easy. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yep, so I wanted to get that off my chest on air since I don't have OPA anymore. So this is Kevin DeFranco. That is Jeremy Mays.
Hello.
And that is your
I'm
soccer.
I'm 10% empty stomach beers in, so we'll see how this goes.
Well,
damn good stuff, though.
Yeah, I'm... I don't know what the percentage is on my beer, but I do know, in fact, that it is a double New England IPA. So I'm going to guess that the floor is probably about 8% on this bad boy.
Oh, wow.
And I would assume probably higher than that. I have asked my brother-in-law for the beer name, but I have not gotten that back. So...
Yeah, I was over at Sugar Creek Brewing. Our friends bought a house. I don't know if that made it or not, so we were celebrating with them.
No, it did not.
We were celebrating the demise of their free time and extra money. So, ha, dummies. Welcome to home ownership and all the things that they don't tell you to look out for. So, you know, they're older than we are. This is their first. Well, not even married. They're just friends, but they just bought it together because they can't afford, you know, to buy their own stuff. So,
oh,
Hey, real quick, are you getting hit by this supposed gas shortage that's going on? Is that affecting you guys at all?
Yes, it is. Picked up gas at 2:62 this morning when I got to the office. When I left, it was 2:89. So,
well, at least you got some.
Considering, I do not feel like there was a shortage. I do know if it becomes that much of a problem, I can, in fact, work from home. But
They already said the pipeline's going to start back up by the end of the week. So,
anything to spike prices.
Dude, all right, I'm not a conspiracy guy because it always gets found out, right? So just give me a second because at first everyone would be like, oh, God. So this Colonial Pipeline thing already has a bad reputation around here because there was a leak. And apparently it's still leaking. And they've recovered like a million gallons or something like that of gasoline.
No.
But yet they're not doing anything to address like the environmental hazard, none of that stuff. And this Colonial Pipeline will not, like, answer, like, city, county, government, none of that stuff. they have meetings about that, whatever else. What? And, sorry, the wife has jumped up on me. But, not in that case. But.
Didn't go silent, no.
So they've already got a shit reputation here. Then to find out, they're just like a private company that controls this thing. It's not even government controlled. And they don't have, like, the proper systems in place. Okay. And then it turns out, like, the news is making a big deal out of this. Saying, oh my god, you know, the supply has all the gas and this and this. Like, okay. It only supplies 45% of the gas that comes this way. Less than half.
Oh.
So where's the other 55%? Like, what the hell's going on here?
From somewhere else.
Yeah, like, what, they just go, ah, we'll go somewhere else right now? Like, no, of course not. Of course not going to do that. Anyways, so of course every fucking hilljack who, by the way, you know the people that are going out and stocking up on gas. I mean, read between the lines.
Yeah, my...
Like, they didn't vote for the guy in office. How's that?
My brother who happens to work, and my other brother who happens to work in gas and the oil pipeline industry itself said, yeah, you don't need to go stock up on gas.
No. But it's like that picture's floating around, that fucking hilljack fat couple that was like has like 10 canisters of gasoline in their car or whatever. And it's just right. Like, oh my god, are we doing this? But, so to go to the conspiracy part, so, and again, just go with it. Biden starts talking about how they want infrastructure, right? Infrastructure, infrastructure. So what's the first word that's out of his mouth now is, see, we have to have a better infrastructure for our technology. And I'm going, wait a second. Is this all conspiracy? Like, is he in on this? Like, wait a goddamn minute, because, again, it goes back to, like, after Biden wins the election, all of a sudden, literally the day after, we have a vaccine. Oh. It's like, are they even trying to hide this stuff from us anymore? It's like, is this guy doing it again? I mean, obviously, I don't believe any of that.
Right.
Like, goddamn, these coincidences are becoming
more and more prevalent.
Yeah. It's like every time the Clintons got in trouble, that person died.
No.
Okay. Well, you know. But no, man.
Sounds like you shouldn't do business with the Clintons then. And I'm in pretty good shape. Haven't done business with the Clintons yet.
Yeah. I mean, look at old Jeffrey Epstein. He finally gets caught. And they're like, all of a sudden they see pictures of Billy out there with him. And he's like, I never met the guy. That's funny, you're on his jet, and he's dead. So, you know, not saying, just saying. But yeah, man, it's just, it's embarrassing. Like, all the gas stations are out of gas here.
Oh, yeah, I guess maybe it was a good thing that, like, I don't think anyone freaked out. The prices, like I said, prices went up, but I didn't see anyone at the gas stations on my way back, like, with gas cans or anything like that.
Yeah. It's like, we got back from the brewery, and Elise has to get her hair done tomorrow. She has plenty of gas, but it's like, you know what? We should get a little bit more just in case of traffic, right?
Oh.
None. Just none. And it's ridiculous. But whatever. It makes you really lose faith. Like, just like the toilet paper stuff, which is what everyone's comparing it to.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't need all that.
Oh, right.
Although it is kind of satisfying. We haven't had to buy toilet paper since, I believe, November. Because I accidentally, like, bought literally a case. And then, and I think, a half a case. Because I forgot I ordered one. And Amazon, you can't just order a 4-pack. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I say it's every 3 months or something. I have to hit Sam's Club for a pack. That's it.
Yeah, it's like,
it takes a while, man. Even with three of us in this house, it still takes a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's only two of us, so. But no, man, it's like, I'm not one of those people. Like, I really hate when people say, I hate people. It's like, well, no, you don't, so stop it. But I kind of understand. Like, this is embarrassing.
There are a lot of hateable moments that are easy to point to. That is for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, they already said it's going to start up. Well, it's Wednesday, so just wait a day. Thursday's technically near the end of the week. And even if it's Friday, it starts flowing, so we'll have it back by Sunday, Monday. And maybe I'm, like, you know, lax about it because we both work from home, you know?
Oh.
And there are other people who legitimately still have to drive a distance. You know, landscaping companies, if you want to, like, go even that far down, they need gas to, like, cut people's grass or power tools, any of that sort of stuff, you know? But I don't understand. I don't understand the human condition, I guess. It's like a pipeline that didn't explode. They willfully shut it down. It works just fine.
Yeah. Well, and plus, the other thing that I don't think ever helps is the investors who do the old chicken with their heads cut off routine. Oh my God, the pipeline's going to shut down. Sell, sell. It's like, you guys aren't helping here. Yeah. Like you know that it's going to be back in a couple of days. Like, you can stop freaking out too. Like, use your brain for 5 minutes. Like, you don't need to fuck the rest of us over just because you're overreacting.
Yeah. It's not like I don't like people, because I do. I just don't have faith in a lot of people, I guess.
A difference between not having faith in people and not liking people.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that why, like, those are two separate things? Of kindness or goodness stands out? Like, what should be the norm is obviously not. Like, it's the exception to the rule. That's horrible.
Well, you know? Like, I do think that it's everything bad just seems to stick a little bit better and stick in your memory. And
yeah, I can see that too, yeah.
That really does not help. Like, that's a human condition thing too, that it's just like, everyone's like, oh, for the haters. And it's just like, dude, like, I see your follower count on Twitter. Like, that's got to be reassuring, right? Like, I'm sure that there are jackasses being that way, but, like, when you have, like, 12 million followers or something, like, don't you think you're doing okay?
Yeah. Well, that's why I see, like, a lot of celebrities now. They're like, obviously, they don't even run their own Twitter account. They don't care. But, like, the people who do, I've heard plenty of interviews where, like, man, it's just, you can get 1,000 compliments, whatever else. All it takes is, like, a couple, and that's all you remember.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, why are they being so mean?
Yeah, and like, it's not like I'm a whole lot, I'm not a whole lot better sometimes in that department, so it's like, I'm just going to shut my pie hole and just do my thing over here.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I've been getting on Twitter. I haven't been checking my feed. I've just been checking, like, what's trending in America.
Oh.
Because, yeah, I don't do worldwide or anything. And then I just go, yeah, no, that stuff's interesting to me. So, whatever. Like, the delusion of people who, like, follow politicians, regardless of what side you're on, that perplexes me to this day.
Oh.
Like, I don't get the hero worship of politicians. Never have. It's just weird. But, you know, like, everyone gets shocked when a politician lets you down. Well, there's a substantial amount of history behind
this happening.
Letting us down all the time. Yeah, so, you know.
Yeah, it runs back a few couple of thousand years.
Yeah. I mean, whatever organized government, all the way, like, I'm just going to bring up Rome, you know?
Yeah.
They kind of let you down too. So, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I just try to live in my happy bubble, and I see this stuff. I'm like, man, you are interfering in my little happy life I'm building. I literally have a fortress around my backyard now. Like, Oh, I didn't send you those pictures. We actually got a fence built.
Oh, yeah.
Or did I send them to you?
No, you didn't send the pictures, but I knew that it happened, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I have a 6-foot-tall fence around my house that I wish was 10, but, you know, I had to compromise. And that's not an exaggeration. I really did want to get a 10-foot one.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that that would have cost even more.
I don't know. But, I mean, they make 10 feet. But one, when you're putting a fence in, did you understand that, like, even a wood fence, it's a picket fence?
Yeah. Yeah, because we had one installed at the condo association.
Yeah, that's right.
5 years ago or something like that. Oh, well, no shit. We've been at the house 3 years, so probably like 8 years ago or something like that at this point.
Yeah, see, I just thought like a picket fence was like, you know, that whole old American dream thing. Oh. You know, the white picket fence and all that.
So, right.
Like, picket to me was like the small wood with like the spade or whatever at the top of it that only came up like 4 feet. Not like, you know, fence wood that you buy from Lowe's. I've never considered that picket fence at all.
Yeah, it
so
can.
So they were like, yeah, we're just.
It can be pretty much any type of wood, really, a picket. It does not need to be white, and it does not need to be necessarily pointy either. Because, ones...
That's honestly what I thought.
Yeah. Because we went dog-eared at the condo association, so there's just like a little 45-degree angle on the ends of them.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the thing that I don't want people to do.
Yeah.
Cropping dog ears. Go fuck yourself, people that are doing that.
Well,
boxers look great with full ears.
Oh, yeah. Don't they clip the tails of boxers as well?
Yes. And his ass was completely unsteady his entire life.
Well, I guess they do that because it's really thick the whole time, so it's almost like a... Worse than a whip?
It is dead. I met a boxer with a full tail, and that thing is deadly. Because it is, yeah, it's really hard and really strong, and it really whips around there.
Yeah,
so
it just seems dangerous.
Well, and there's...
I mean, Bella's tail never stopped wagging. She whipped the shit out of us, and now she was tiny.
Well,
I can't imagine a big dog with a big, thick tail like that. God,
Yeah, and there's a lot less of a bleeding problem doing the tail than the ears. I'm a lot less offended by the whole tail thing.
Yeah,
there's a real risk in cropping the ears.
Why would you crop the ears anyways?
So that they're pointy, I guess. Like, I guess I did always see boxers as a kid with the pointy ears, but I didn't realize they were mutilating their fucking ears to get them to look that way.
No, I had no idea. That's actually pretty terrible. But
yeah, it's just like, dude, like, you did have to check out his ears because they were floppy, but whatever, man. There are a lot of dogs with floppy ears. Fucking deal with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, shit. The things we do to dogs anyways. I mean, hell, like not chihuahuas, like dachshunds, those aren't even real. That's not even a natural dog. You know? I mean, they were purposely bred to be long and skinny so they could get, what, weasels? Or was it foxes?
It's a rodent. Yeah, foxhounds, well, at least in America, I know that foxhounds hunted foxes. But yeah, I think they were like rabbits or something like that. You know, something that burrowed.
Okay, that makes sense. Maybe corgis were weasels. Because they were really good at digging. At least mine was. Jesus. that dog dug out a big-ass tree all on her own. So.
Yeah, there are a whole lot of dog traits out there. For all kinds of nastiness.
Yeah, I guess.
But
I was like, pit bulls aren't a natural breed either, are they?
Like,
there are a lot of unnatural breeds.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of crossbreeding because even boxers are like two different types of German dogs that are now no longer on the planet, if I'm not mistaken. You know, like that specific breed is extinct.
Okay.
So, and I can't remember what it was. I knew better when I had first started doing a little more research on them, but it was something like that. So, yeah, there's been a lot of interbreeding. So, you know, well, and that was funny. They always said that. Well, at least the ex-wife always said that mutts were better because. They didn't have as many problems as the purebreeds because they have purebreeds have heredity problems, but the mutt that we got had both German Shepherd problems and foxhound problems.
Oh, see, I heard the same thing, and neither of mine did. Like Mariah had no back problems of the corgis or the dachshunds. She didn't have like the mange, I think, not mange. Whatever the corgis. Yeah, Bella. They said Bella was Jack Russell and Terrier. She just got old.
Oh,
you know, she had kidney problems. That's what did Mariah in too. She had kidney problems.
Oh,
both dogs. And I'm like, am I doing something wrong? And then I was like, well, you had them longer than they were. Well, at least with Mariah, you had them longer than she was supposed to be around. So no, you didn't. But. Yeah, man, that's it. All right. So while we're on the topic of that, the that Facebook memory stuff can really screw you up.
Oh.
Because all my memories were like, oh, we're in Cancun. We're like, oh, man, we better go to Cancun. But that's also where, like, that's where we used to go with Al, and he passed away.
Oh.
So it's like, oh, man, it's always bittersweet. And then I totally forgot that it was also right around the time when Mariah died, when we were in Cancun.
Oh.
So it was last Friday, all of a sudden, there was like my tribute post or whatever to her, and I'm just scrolling, like, that's a happy day, and all of a sudden I just went, ugh.
Yeah, I have some pictures near the end with pretty much everyone. And that same thing happened to me where one of those, I'm always like, oh yeah, what's today's memory? And I hopped in there. I'm like, oh fuck no, you cannot give that one to me again. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Mine was on Google, but it's just like everyone pretty much does the same thing. It's like, ah, terrible, man. Just terrible.
Yeah, I stopped doing that stuff. Just like, no. I mean, not that he's faced well much anyways, but it's just like, ugh. Jesus Christ. It's just a gut punch. Like, you're not...
Oh.
Like, I obviously, like, I don't even remember when people died. I just know they're gone. Like, that hurts worse than going, oh my God, the date's approaching. It's like, no, they're just gone.
You know what I mean?
Like...
There are some people, they, I'm like, I was like, my grandparents passed away so long ago, like, it's, like, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
My mom said my grandfather died 15 years ago, I think, now. And I was like, what? And that means my uncle, like, my grandmother died first, then my grandfather, and then my uncle Stan. And my other grandma May's, like, all of them within 4 years, 5 years, something like that. That's all I remember. I don't remember anything about like the dates, time of year. I think my grandfather's might have been later in the year. I don't remember. I know my grandmother May's was in September, something like that. Everyone else, I have no idea.
Yep.
It's like I don't know. It's like, is it important to remember the date? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
for some people, I guess it is.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll maybe find out more when it hits a little closer to home here. See what happens when it's actually the parent.
Yeah, that's a good call.
So, you know. That's kind of a big one.
Hopefully no time soon.
I know that I'm not going to remember the date for my ex-wife, that's for sure.
Well, it's a little different. Yeah. There's, yeah.
Oh, just, yeah.
So, like, all right, to go down this morbid train still, have you actually ever thought about, like, you know eventually your parents aren't going to be here, right?
Yep.
Unless you go first. You know, whatever.
Well, right.
But have you ever actually thought about that? Like, oh. Well, wait a minute. Like, I know, like you got Brian, your brother and sisters, or brothers and sister, excuse me. And I've got my brother. And obviously we're both married, so we have, like, family friends. But it's like, the patriarch and matriarch of the family will be gone. And you try to wrap your, like, I wasn't of the right mind when I was thinking about this. And I was just like, wow, how weird is everything going to be? Like, it didn't make me sad. It just made me go, what? Like, that's a life I'm actually going to experience? Which I guess for some people is a good thing to have. And other people are like, I've never got that experience, so.
Yeah. It's, I guess it's a good thing to have made it this far, but I also know that, yeah, it still hits. I know that the in-laws' parents lived into their 90s for the most part. So, they were still around when I came around, which is pretty late in the game. Of course, yeah. My grandparents are kind of old too, so that also shows some other weird things from that generation, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's like some people, like, all right, did you get along with your grandparents? Like, they were cool?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everyone was cool. Cause...
Have you ever met those people whose grandparents sucked? Like, they hated them because they were just mean old people?
Yeah, my one nephew on the wife's side just really does not like his fraternal grandparents.
Yeah. That blows my mind.
Mine
were awesome.
Well, the other stereotype that always hits me funny, like, everyone's like, gotta go over to the in-laws when you're married. Like, that's supposed to be a thing. And I'm like, I've gone through two sets of in-laws, and I like both of them. So, this is kind of weird.
Yeah, I liked my ex's mom just fine. Her dad was a little weird, but whatever. But it's not like I disliked him. And luckily, well,
yeah, the situation is what it is.
And it's funny how situations change. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah,
but it's not a feeling beholden to me. So yeah,
yeah, yeah. So
no, that yeah, the in-law thing is just fucking stupid to me now. It's like, are we really doing this? Like, you don't have to like. Like, I'm not gonna be buddy buddy. I don't expect to be like buddy buddy with like your wife's dad.
Yeah, I still can't really do the whole. I might bust it out every now and again, but I'm still not really call them mom and dad kind of guy. Because I'm like, no, my mom and dad are just over here, man. I like you guys a lot, but that's my mom and dad. So you're getting the first name treatment, peeps.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, that's never made sense to me. So
yeah,
that's very weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't call them like Mr. and Mrs. whatever.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, first name.
I haven't had that issue. I don't think I even acknowledged, like, the mom is anything.
Well, and even even the ex-in-laws, I think, is the first name. Like, I'm just like, nah, I have my parents. Like, you're cool, but those are my parents.
Yeah.
You get a Joe and Judy. How you doing?
Mine gets a, hey, don't answer the phone. Just don't bother. It's not going to go well. All right, answer the phone then. Let's hear it. Although you do get some gems. I told you about the COVID vaccine, right?
Oh, I don't know.
COVID vaccine is made of the juice from abortions.
No, I've not heard this
before. I didn't make any of that up. It's made from the juice of abortions. Now, there's two ways to look at this. That is fantastic.
Yeah. Like,
the juice of abortions, that's a really, really cool line. Two, it's delusional as hell. And three, in someone else's mind, that's believable. Now, it's based in fact, which I looked it up, because they used old cells from aborted fetuses from like the 70s or whatever. But it's been spliced or whatever else so much, it doesn't actually come from any like living cells now. It's all created. But just somebody in all seriousness going, I'm not getting a COVID shot because it's the juice of abortions.
Yeah, if there is not a heavy metal band in the next 5 years called The Juices of Abortion, I will be disappointed in heavy metal in general. I mean, come on. There's a band named Anal Cunt. We've got to go with Juices of Abortion at some time, right?
Yeah, yes. Or just Abortion Juice. That's got... I'm sorry, I'm looking that up. That has to be a name. That has to be a name. Oh, God. I'm gonna look this up. I'm signed into my Google account. It's fucking great.
Your searches are gonna be fantastic.
Oh, it's not gonna be an image search, that's for sure.
Oh, that one always reminds me of a friend's mother was looking for her granddaughter was going to be part of the Lollipop Guild, so she typed All Day Sucker into Google. Let's just say she got more interesting links than ones for lollipops.
Oh, yeah. Well, there is no abortion juice band. It's not telling me there is, but that's kind of disappointing, to be honest. But
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The old days of the internet were great. I told this to everybody. When Dick's Sporting Goods came around, like, nationally, they just called themselves Dick's. Okay. So when I was going to look up, they were supposedly moving to Greenville. They're going to build one. I was like, cool. So I put it in Dick's.com. Now, that's coming from me, who should have known better. I put in Dick's.com on my work computer. Oh. What do you think comes up? Yeah, exactly what I was looking for. Dicks. All sorts of them. All hard, all over the screen. And I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. So that browser history got cleared really fast. I was like, son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
It didn't even occur to me. I was just like, oh, yeah, Dicks.com. All right. Which, by the way, if you do Dicks.com now, it does go to Dick's Sporting Goods. So they must. So imagine that negotiation, though. You're in the corporate office, and some guy comes in and is like, all right, boss, we got a problem. So we have to negotiate with the guys who own
Dick's.com.
Dicks.com.
Yeah, you just kind of wonder what the payout was. Like, it had to have at least been half decent.
I would think so.
Yeah.
But yeah. You guys are Dick's Sporting Goods. You're not Dick's. So we have every right to have this. So, you know, I can't see them losing like a court battle or something. But I'm curious. I haven't looked this up in a long time.
Dick's.com.
No. There's a different one. I'm just curious if it. Let's see. Yep, it's still. All right. Well, it's a little different now, but if you put in pussy.com, it used to go to a pink screen with a picture of somebody's vagina in the middle of it. And now it's for cams. So you can look at pussy cams. Which, oh. The world's so fucking awesome that that's a real thing. It's just some chick sitting there with a camera on her twat. Like, and she's making money off of it. I mean, God bless her. I'm not criticizing the game at all. Good for her.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah. Internet's a wild place, man.
Yes, it is. Oh, man. So we've been doing all this just to avoid talking actual wrestling?
What the hell is there to talk about? All right, let's go over Raw real quick. Alexa Bliss ruins a bad tag team match, all of a sudden does some voodoo trick, Shayna Baszler's knee hurts, blah, blah, the end. Okay, no one cares. Rhea Ripley and Asuka fight again. When this should have been a money feud, if they actually cared about making money off of pay-per-views or live events, it was just the 15th time they've had a match since WrestleMania, which has only been 4 weeks ago. And then, of course, Charlotte gets the upper hand at the end. Cool. Already tired of Charlotte. Let's see. Matt Riddle and RK Bro, I kind of like. I think it's kind of fun. I like the idea of the stoner and the bully together.
Yeah, so. It and they're definitely playing the dynamic a little bit different. Most of the time, there's too much. Like, Randy Orton would almost force the animosity between the two of them, but he's still ceding enough control to Riddle that, you know, it makes sense why Riddle isn't just completely walking away from the situation.
Yeah, yeah. I really liked, all right, one, it made no sense that the New Day was teaming up with Randy Orton, because history. And then, yeah. So it made sense that Randy Orton gave both of them the RKO at the end. And I actually really liked Matt Riddle going, Randy, this is what I'm talking about. How are we supposed to make friends with you doing stuff like this? And I was like, what? I mean, implying they're talking about this off the air, but and Randy just kind of walked away. And Riddle's, I mean, barely checking on Kofi and Xavier.
Oh, right.
Kind of like, hey.
You guys alive?
And then,
okay,
yeah,
great.
And then we had a good match going with Sheamus and Humberto Carrillo. So Carrillo, like, I thought he broke his tailbone, but
evidently, last I saw, it was not a major injury. But that was one of those ones when I'm like, what the fuck just happened here?
Yeah, it looked like his legs, like he was set up right, but they kind of shifted.
Yeah.
And then Sheamus landed on him with no, like he couldn't brace his fall. That was a weird looking fall. Because his legs were just straight together standing there, or like laying there. And I'm like, you okay? And then, you know, I don't know. It was cool to see Sheamus giving that guy. He beat his ass for most of it, but then it was cool like Sheamus giving him something at the end because maybe this is an unpopular opinion, but Sheamus is really good.
No, well, at least not amongst the stunt granny crew. That is,
I mean,
Everyone, Sheamus has really done some of his best work here. He's definitely been a pandemic MVP. Like, he's maybe not up there with the likes of Randy Orton, but he low-key has... Well, yeah, I guess maybe that's the problem. It's definitely been a little more low-key for him. He's been in the lower-level feuds, but he has made a lot of lower-level feuds a lot of fun.
Yeah, and Sheamus's matches are always the same. They are physical as hell, and there's not a lot of unbelievable spots in them.
No.
So, like, if there's a dive or something like that, everybody hurts. And it's pretty cool. Like, you don't see that much. Like, those matches with him and Drew McIntyre, goodness gracious, man. Even the Bobby Lashley matches were hard-hitting.
Yes, they were.
And it's cool he's a U.S. champion because I think they're going to use him to help other guys. And Carrillo is one of those guys that, you know, it's funny looking back at the Paul Heyman days. Him and Angel Garza were, like, you know, some of the most pushed guys, whatever else. And once he was gone, he was gone. They were gone. So it's cool to see him back again. But he's so young that it's like, all right, it's okay. It's okay if it's not his time yet. But I was enjoying that match, actually, because I went back and watched it today because I turned it off. I couldn't take it anymore last night. So, and it's like I texted you. The show's not terrible. It's got some terrible stuff in it. It's just boring. I don't know. I don't know how else to explain it except the show is boring. It's lifeless. Nothing really happens.
They seemed
same people every week.
Raw seemed marginally more focused with the pay-per-view being on Sunday than it has recently, but they are really not giving me a whole lot of reason to, and it's something I've talked about a lot over the past year, of just watching the pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to miss one, you know, you're going to miss a good match every now and again on Raw or SmackDown just because they're like, you know what, we don't know how to write, just go out there and kill time for us. But for the most part, even the matches aren't that great. You know, last week really was a little more of an exception that there were three great matches.
I didn't watch last week.
Well, not on Raw itself, but I'm thinking that there was, overall. Because I guess I'm going the whole way back to me, it started with Reigns against Daniel Bryan. I was thinking Blood and Guts, which is not WWE, and then the Women's Tag Team Championship match in NXT last week. Are the three that I'm thinking of, and I guess none of those were on Raw. But yeah, I mean,
they were great wrestling, but not on WWE proper.
I guess I'm trying to remember the last time that Daniel Bryan's and Reigns counts for WWE proper. But on Raw, it's like, Raw's had a lot of those matches that you were just talking about with Sheamus, just because there has been a lot of land of trees action in Raw in the last year. Like, I know that he's still MIA, but Keith Lee was getting some of those matches. Strowman's had his time there. Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre. Those guys are all huge, and they have really dominated a lot of the main event scene recently.
Yes.
So, yeah, like, you haven't... you've had a lot of kind of good big man matches like that on Raw, but you haven't had, I guess you haven't had that Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan even type of match. Because,
no,
you
I'm
know,
trying to think of any, and there's really aren't, there really haven't been any.
Because, I mean, you could call that a David versus Goliath kind of match, but they played it a little bit different than that, you know. Daniel Bryan's size to me didn't play into that match as much as it could. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess I am trying to think of something that is other than a good big man match on Raw, and it's been quite a while at this point.
Yeah, I can't think of one. I'm trying to think of something, and I got nothing. I'm sure it's going to be something, but...
There's something that we're... I'm sure there's something that we're forgetting, but I guess it's still not that big of a deal. It did not help Raw this week at all.
No. It just... I don't know, man. It's just kind of lifeless, you know? So...
How they've made Rhea Ripley stale already, almost on the main roster, is amazing.
Amazing.
Asuka still really hasn't been used right almost the whole time she's been with the company, even though she's had, is it three title reigns now?
Something like that, yeah.
At least two, I think. That possibly was the third one. So it's just like, I shouldn't say she's never been used right. They used her right for like 3 months at the start of the pandemic when Becky ceded the championship to her, and a couple of months after that, and then things have been downhill ever since. So I'll give them that 3 month window.
And I think that's why Rhea Ripley's stale is. I'm supposed to be invested in her and Asuka, which, man, can you imagine if, like, and I'm just going to say it like this because it's true. If this was, like, Asuka, like NXT Asuka and NXT Rhea Ripley, which is not, she's not too much different on Raw, mind you. But if you got, like, that ass kicker, unbeatable Asuka and Rhea Ripley, like, man. And then you throw in, like, eventually you throw in ass-kicker Shayna Baszler. And then put in Charlotte with her grace, whatever. Oh, my God. This is not... And I guess that's why I get so perplexed with all this, because this is not that hard to write. And I keep watching these A&E biographies. And you keep seeing the main event scenes from when they're doing these. And you're like, look at this. Like, they handled... Like, Hulk Hogan obviously was the biggest guy, right? But there was always somebody around. And right below them, there were a few people. Like, you all, not crave, but you all took as legitimate people to be on the top. Incredible threats, whatever you want to call them.
No, right.
So, it's just, I guess the business is different now. To where they don't, like, WWE... They don't give a shit about pay-per-views. Why would you?
Oh.
So you don't subscribe to Peacock anymore. It doesn't matter how many people subscribe to Peacock. They're getting their money regardless. They're on TV making money hand over fist for a product that's continually losing viewers. There's no pressure to be better. At all. Not even like a pride standpoint, because I honestly think Vince McMahon now, everyone keeps saying he's still into the wrestling, sure. I honestly think, and I'm not kidding, he's going to try and get $1 trillion for his company. Or at least three-figure billions. For when he either sells it or gets taken over or assets or something like that. I think that's the most important important part now is how much money they can pull in and how much money that company will be worth. Not product, not quality of writing, not quality, well, talent is there. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It is definitely not a talent-based problem. At least from a body count perspective. You know, they have enough bodies. Whether they're good enough bodies sometimes is a whole different question. Because yeah. I do think that, yeah, a lot of those women in the women's division, at least on the main roster, have definitely not been holding their weight.
So you brought it up. So
yeah.
Where or what happened to Naomi? She's on Raw. She's teaming with Lana. Cool. Instead, we're getting Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke. And I know everyone's like, give Dana a chance. Ugh. Whatever.
No, stop giving Naomi Dana chances.
Naomi has her detractors. I'm not one of them. I understand some of the criticism she gets.
She can be a little on the sloppy side, I would say.
Yes.
I think that's one of the basic ones. I don't think it's as big of a problem as the detractors say that it is, but...
Yeah.
Like, her moveset, I think, kind of lends to things like that happening.
Yes. But the thing is, she had a cool-ass entrance. She's got a cool catchphrase, gimmick, whatever. The glow stuff. She's good in the ring. She's dynamic. She has a big personality.
Oh.
And instead we get Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke. What? Like, why aren't we talking about, man, you know how awesome it's going to be? Asuka, Rhea Ripley, Naomi, Charlotte. Like, no. Like, what happened? I know she either got hurt, had a disease, got injuries, whatever it was. She was gone for a while. But, man, the crowd was always behind her. So how the hell do you fall out of favor? I mean, which goes back to what I'm talking about. They don't care about, especially they don't care about the talent making the money. And that's for damn sure, as long as the company's making the money. And it's just my opinion. I probably, if I looked into the actual statistics, I'd be like, okay, never mind.
But I guess I would be interested to see, like, AEW already announced a touring schedule starting in July, if I'm not mistaken. So I guess, like, to me, like, I'm not saying no one ordered shirts over, you know, during the pandemic here. But I would think that wrestlers would be pushing to go out as much, if not more, than anyone.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it seems like WWE wrestlers have so many side hustles, or they, like, they're of the Randy Ortons of the world, where, like, man, I don't really want to be traveling, you know? He's got his family, that sort of stuff. So maybe that's it, where, like, the AEW guys don't. I mean, Xavier Woods, he doesn't even wrestle anymore, and he's got that whole up, up, down, down empire on YouTube. Now, I know it goes through WWE, but he's still making oodles of money off of that, too. So, like, the pressure to go out in a pandemic as well, because we are still in a pandemic, is probably a little bit less. And I know some guys were like, we're getting ready to leave because they didn't like the way things are going backstage. So I can't imagine all that happy traveling. But again, I wonder how crowded their shows will be anyways. It wasn't like their house show business was doing gangbusters, you know?
I mean, that is definitely something. I guess it's something to keep an eye on business wise, like what they decide to do. You know, I'm kind of interested, like, because as much as I can, and I think you and I talked about this, about the WWE being happy about being able to control everything. Yes. Like almost every sport or anything like what they entertainment like they do, like it usually has a crowd.
Yeah.
Like, and there really is something like they need to change if they want to go full TV show, they need to change something more about their setup. You know, like, as much as the Thunderdome was kind of innovative and I kind of get the idea why it was cool, like, I'm obviously not expecting them to go Lucha Underground and start murdering people on the show or anything crazy like that. You know? Yeah. But, like, they almost need to bring more kind of production into the situation if they're not going to go back out. and set themselves, you know, apart. And, yeah, I still don't understand why. Like, if you are there doing the writing and you're not having to travel and you're not having to worry about this, that, the other thing. And I know they had to worry about people getting COVID on top of people possibly getting injured. I don't know. Did people get injured less with less travel? Something that's just crossing through my mind.
That'd actually be a really curious one to look into. Is how, like, I'm trying to think of who's out right now. And, I mean, outside of them saying they're injured, I mean, there's some people we haven't seen in a while, like Bray Wyatt.
Oh, yeah, that is always a problem, being able to tell the difference between who's actually out for injury reasons. Like, because even this week, they're like, oh, Jinder Mahal had a swath of injuries, and it's just like, oh, could have fooled me. I just thought he was off TV. Yeah. You know?
Well, remember, he came back and disappeared. And I guess because he hurt his knee again, or shoulder, one of the two. One was a shoulder, I think that was a knee. But, and I know it's like the typical thing, but like him and Indusheer being teamed up, it's just like, oh, God, rinse, repeat.
Well, they except did bring.
These guys are much bigger than the Bollywood boys.
They did bring in a new one of the new, because it's not Indusheer, because the one half is different.
Okay, I thought he shaved his beard, and that's why he looked different.
No, because
so it is someone different.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out if it's the guy that used to be the Pirates pitcher that got cut from the act, but I'm not completely sure. Because one of the two of them, because they renamed them, because I feel like they were using a name that at least made a bell go off when what's his name was managing them in NXT, Malcolm Bivens.
Bivens, yeah. If you watch Up Up Down Down on YouTube, that's how. I didn't say it as loud as he does, but that's how David Woods pronounces Malcolm Bivens. So, which hasn't been on NXT for a few weeks. Him and Tyler Russ.
Oh. Yeah, they keep on giving him these weird combos. I don't completely understand what they're doing with him on there.
Yeah.
Because Indushir was a weird start to me.
Very weird, yes.
And then the Tyler Rust gimmick is pretty weird, too.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with the guy. And then they kept doing it. I'm like, who is this guy? Like, I didn't see all that much to him, like, be impressed by him. But, hey, you never know. Start from the bottom, rise to the top, you know? So, but I like their dynamic. We talked about before. Like, when he lost, Malcolm was like, all right, we go back to the drawing board, we start over. Instead of just, like, giving up or, like, getting mad at the guy. Which is, well, like, you know, that's usually the typical wrestling thing. So.
Oh.
But, yeah, oh, but to go back to Raw.
Yeah.
Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander had a match. Cool.
That
MVP was trying to get Braun Strowman to turn. It didn't happen, but he beats everybody up. The end. Like, okay.
Yeah, the Hurt Business disillusion is disillusioning, I guess. Is maybe the easiest way to put it. Like, I don't get why Shelton Benjamin is the one getting the win in the singles competition.
I was surprised by that, but that feud's not over, so I think that's why that happened. Like, it's going to turn into Cedric trying to one up the veteran who keeps outcrafting him.
Oh.
That's where I think that's going, because I don't trust him to have it not be what that is. So the disillusionment of the Hurt Business is still one of the dumbest things they've done.
Oh.
I know they just wanted Bobby Lashley to stand out more, but it's not like the other two have that much flair. And I love Cedric, but they don't have that much flair to take away from him.
No, and they're not. Shelton Benjamin is a pretty big guy, but he's not bigger than Bobby Lashley. He's not as wide as Bobby Lashley. He might be a little bit taller than him, but whatever.
Listen, Bobby Lashley's an action figure. He's not even a human being. So, but no, I really like, I after all this criticism, I will definitely say I like the Raw main event scene. Like Lashley being champion. I like they finally using Braun Strowman correctly, sort of. I like they're using Drew McIntyre in this. If whatever happened with Keith Lee, I hope he can recover from or get past or whatever it is, so he can come back and get mixed into this. And then, you know, the Dark Horse gets Sheamus back up, like I've been saying for a while. And you got a strong main event with different, diverse personalities and styles. Except for the fact they're just going to beat the hell out of each other.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure about the style part, because, like you said, they're just going to beat the hell out of each other. But A, not arguing about that part. B, it is a good mix of personalities. Like, there's a whole lot going on there. Because, yeah, Sheamus holding on to the U.S. title, it still keeps him in the orbit of being able to be that occasional main eventer guy. But, you know, he's not going to need to do that for a little while, I don't think, either. With the heel champion, I don't think you really need a heel challenger at the current moment. So yeah, it's fine to leave him in a different area, but then occasionally bring him up to get involved in things.
Yeah, but no, it's the same idea I had before. You've got Randy and Matt Riddle, you're kind of occupied right now. But even they could be inserted again. And I know people probably get tired of Randy Orton being up there, but it's still, you know, especially because he's faced everybody except Lashley, I believe, right?
No one has really faced Lashley because he wasn't a main eventer.
True.
So, yeah, I would put my money on him not having wrestled, or at least not very. If it happened, it hasn't happened that often.
Yeah, I just wonder, like, what's the end game for Lashley now? You know, just like thinking ahead, like who beats him? How? Like, I can't imagine he loses Sunday. Unless like somebody else takes the pin, of course, but I don't know.
Yeah, like it'll be interesting to see who does take that. That the more interesting thing about the match is who takes the pin, because it's not Bobby Lashley. I'm 100% to me that it's not Bobby Lashley.
I can't imagine Lashley takes the pin.
Yeah. So other than that. You know, you always, to me, you always get worried about the guy that really goes over the strongest on the go home show, and that would be Braun Strowman in this case.
Yeah. Okay, so on the tip of Lashley losing, they've done a remarkable job of keeping him and one Mr. Brock Lesnar separate. I mean, there hasn't been a sniff of a match. I mean, nothing. And I know Brock technically isn't like under contract, but could they possibly be building for Brock and Lashley finally?
I mean, Brock Lesnar is another guy that obviously would fit the main event scene currently.
Yeah.
Because I believe he's had a match with Strowman, if I'm not mistaken. He could probably have another go-round with McIntyre.
Yeah, because Brock only did the one match with McIntyre, and that was it.
Yeah. So. Who else did we just mention is the other big guy?
Drew McIntyre, Sheamus.
Oh, Lashley.
Keith Lee.
And Lee.
You mentioned Keith Lee, but who knows what's going on there.
Yeah. So, I mean, Lesnar kind of has a nice pick of opponents if he feels like coming back. And you would think with, you know, the pandemic stuff is lightening up. You would think that he might be more inclined to get re-involved in things. Yeah, but we will, I guess we'll see.
Yeah. But no, that's the problem with Raw, man. That's why I texted you yesterday. I was like, I already hate the show. The Alexa Bliss stuff is stupid. And I just don't want to see it. And you know it's just going to, like, the women's division isn't all that great right now for Raw anyways. So now you're going to insert the Supernatural mumbo-jumbo and... No.
Because, well, I was trying to figure out, I'm like, oh, who is the first person that she goes after? And then it's like, really? Shayna?
Yeah, like, why?
It,
you know?
Yeah, like...
Unless because she's tag teamed with Nia Jax, and Alexa Bliss still hasn't forgotten that. Remember that feud? So...
Yeah.
But no, it's like, you're taking something we, like... All right, listen, I know AEW's women's division takes a beating, but at least they don't do this stuff. Like, the one time they did was that Abaddon match, and it was garbage, and she's been on Dark ever since. So it was like, I don't know if it just got injured, whatever, but it's like, they're like, all right, this ain't working a year, you're going to have to go away now. So, yeah, it's just a shame.
Yeah. The Raw women, at least those ones, deserve better than they've gotten. So,
yeah, it's just amazing to me how much better the NXT women's division is, and not all of them get on TV. Sometimes in a month, you don't see them all. Although they're doing a better job of like keeping them, like somebody, where's Io Shirai?
Well, she did say she was taking time off on camera.
Oh, okay, I missed that then. Okay. But it's like, And you got, like, even Zoe Stark, even though I don't really... Not Zoe.
Yeah.
Is it Stark?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's... Well, that's weird, because I thought I got it confused with Ricky Stark. But...
No.
No. Well, yeah, I mean, you've got all them. They're all mixed together. You've got Xia Li doing her weird Mortal Kombat stuff on the side. Kane Cross, Casey Catanzaro, their little tag team, they're going strong. You obviously have the main event scene. It's like you've got – those women are doing something with everything. Even Shotzi and Ember. I mean, I know they just lost the titles, but they're still involved in something. Like, all these women have something that they can actually put their teeth into and get behind, where the Raw is, hey, we're going to have a six-man tag match, and then you're all going to stop wrestling so that you can watch Alexa Bliss and her stupid doll puppet. Like, huh? Can I just go back to NXT, please? Like,
They still have enough people to be to have a decent women's division, and they... Yeah, I really thought Charlotte would make things right, but Charlotte has not made things right in the least. Like, I don't think it's her fault that things aren't right, but...
Right, right. I don't blame her for the decisions that are made.
Yep.
She's doing what she's supposed to, and that's it. So... Yeah, I just... It's such a lifeless show, and who the hell... Like, they keep saying the critically acclaimed Thunderdome. Well, what critics are, like, putting any sort of acclaim on that thing? It's cool. It was cool looking at first, but now it's just like, ugh, boring.
Yeah, they need to get out of there with the quickness, which is why I kind of brought up the touring thing. Like, it was cool and innovative at first, and now it's just like... I'm ignoring the people in the background.
Yeah, I'll pay one lick of attention to them.
No, it's just like, it's just a bad backdrop. I'd almost rather see, like, fans from Nintendo Pro Wrestling there, just cheering in the background.
Cool as hell. Yeah, that'd be really cool, actually, but no. I was surprised AEW didn't try something like that. Instead of having the wrestlers, like, fake their way through the thing. But, whatever.
And yeah. you did mention the name, but shout out to Ricky Starks and hope for a successful recovery.
That's funny. They said it's only about 3 months.
Yeah.
That's nuts with a broken neck.
Yeah, I saw a fractured neck, and I'm like, oh, shit, man. He's going to be out for a while. And then I read 3 months, and I'm like, damn, man. That's, like, quicker than a broken arm.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was, like, actually broken or if it's, like, you know, it's fracture, I guess, is the same thing. But not a clean break, I guess, is what I was going for.
Yeah, it could be more of a hairline thing. You know, it could not be severe.
Yeah, when it comes to the neck, it sounds severe enough to me.
Yeah, not something to fuck with.
No. No, not at all, because we've seen how many wrestlers' careers get cut short with neck injuries. You know, like, this could just be the start of it. So.
Yep.
For his sake, I hope not.
Rest up now. Yeah. Save some on your bump card.
Well, since we're talking about AEW, in a sense, how do you feel about the Darby Allin Miro match tomorrow? Like, what are you thinking? Like, what happens?
I do love the way that Miro has turned the corner. And I really... His promo last week was one of those few things that wasn't a complete disaster about that moment leading up to the Blood and Guts match. I felt like his promo went off without a hitch.
Yeah.
And it would be nice. Like, they have really done a great job of telling that story that that Darby Allin can't be broken by anything. And AEW has not crowned any of their big men.
No.
And,
no,
and
not,
well,
not
I shouldn't say any, because I guess Brody Lee would have been on that crowned big men list.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Whatever. I hope everyone understands what that was meant for. Yeah. But, you know, it would be good for them to me to have a crowned big man. And Miro has really, to me, at least within the last month or two, or last couple of months, has proven why everyone was just like, yeah, it wasn't really a hard formula. Like, he really does basically just need to tweak the whole Rusev gimmick and keep on running with it.
Yeah.
Because he wanted
to try something different. It failed.
And I mean, the crazy thing is he looks in even better shape than he did when he was doing that.
Yes.
You know, he's definitely trimmed down in the stomach department. I don't know how much he's bulked up one way or the other, but he definitely looks more ripped because of the lost weight. That part is for sure. So, yeah, he seems like the perfect guy to finally beat down Darby Allin for the win.
It sure seems that way, doesn't it?
But
like, they wouldn't dare have like Kip Sabian interfere. You know? Like, oh no.
I'm blaming you if it happens.
That was the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, it should have been the first thing I thought of.
It's just not around, nothing. Like, oh no. But I'd like the idea of Miro beating him. And obviously, this is not me that's going to take this, but just Miro beating his ass all over the place. Because even you said like they've done a good job of establishing you can't break him. Well, Miro finally does it because of all the stuff he's been through. But I'm like, if Miro wins, where does that leave Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page?
Oh, yeah, picking on a guy without a title belt.
Yeah, like, so what? But yeah,
they've still got some stuff to sort out there too, I guess, unless it's another Sting and Darby Allin tag match, because essentially you're picking on someone 2-on-1 constantly, which is, it's one thing, I guess, when you're a faction. It's another thing to me when you're a tag team attacking a singles wrestler all the time. Like, it just feels weird to me.
Well, that's kind of AEW in a nutshell, and it's weird when the number one contenders match is Pac, and Orange Cassidy. So,
I do feel like they've at least established Orange Cassidy is a top contender. As much of a disaster as that segment was with Kenny Omega, he was on screen with Kenny Omega, and what he's beaten Cody Rhodes and someone else? Feel like they're... Oh, Jericho.
Yeah.
So, he's got the credibility part down, if you want to sell it. So, yeah, but the Pac part... I guess it feels like it's been a different thing every time, but the guy just can't seem to stick around for whatever reason.
Well, the whole Pac thing with the death triangle is weird to me. Because it's like, it's Rey Fénix and Penta. Even though Penta's a bad guy, they're supposed to be good guys, I guess. I guess I just don't follow it anymore. So, AEW's booking is an entirely different show we could do. Because unless they've got something smart this week, you know.
Well, I think we've done that, and I'm sure Chris and I will expound upon that on Thursday night's show here.
Yeah, that's right. That is Chris's. It's Chris's turn this time. So
yeah.
Be busy.
He saw the tag team match that got you to flip the station and wanted no part of Raw, so he was very happy with this week's proceedings.
I mean, I wish they were better. I wish they had more opportunities to wrestle, like house shows or something, in front of crowds to get better. And maybe they won't, but yeah, whatever. It just, Raw's just whatever. And it's evidence, like, it went up last week and it went back down this week. So, but I guess they have 100 million social media followers, and that means something in this day and age.
Yes.
I follow a bunch of YouTube channels too, and I never go to them. So, big fucking deal.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess we'll see what happens with the actual views. I know it does make it easy to catch some highlights on the YouTubes. I don't really need to watch the full product.
Yeah. And I haven't watched 1 ounce of NXT this week, so all tomorrow will be new. So I guess I'll have to stay off my social media so it doesn't get ruined. So.
Okie dokie. Well, I guess I'm going to plug my beer. My brother-in-law... well, we hosted the in-laws for Mother's Day. My brother-in-law brought the beer. He brought some from Akron, Ohio, Arche Brewing Prime Editing Double New England IPA. And it is pretty tasty. I have not looked it up on Untappd to know exactly what's in it hop department-wise. Or what the ABV is, but I should probably do that right now. but they were, I liked Arche Brewing when I was up there in Akron a couple of years ago. So I am not surprised that I enjoy this this beer. 8% alcohol. So, yeah, a little bit on the lighter side, but pretty daggone tasty. And I was happy he brought it along, and I was happy that he left the growler here for me. So, cheers to my brother-in-law. That is the Belltime beer of Stunt Granny Audio 658. What did you have before airing?
I forgot the names of them, but they were from Sugar Creek. One was a dank double IPA, very good. The other was a farmhouse saison with a little bit of lemon, something else. And when they make saisons again, they used to a lot. They kind of gotten away from it. We were talking about that. It was really good. But they're both, one was 8%, one was almost 10. So it's like, you know, so really good. Cherry Creek's awesome. It's one of the most unheralded. Hey, full disclosure, the owner's a friend, and I'm friends with a lot of people that work there. But he's one of, I think he was the 13th master Cicerone in the world.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, so he knows what he's doing, but and obviously he's not brewing them all. He's the owner. He's the quality control. He does, you know, just like every other business, you depend on somebody else. But anyways, they get overlooked a lot. I don't know why. They're busy, don't get me wrong, but not as busy as other ones because they're not trendy.
Oh.
So that's one thing. They're a brewery. And
well, as long as they make good beer, that's all that matters in my books.
Yeah, goddamn right. So, well, you're still running into people with their fucking kids, their babies, and their dogs because, you know, anyways.
I've got two siblings that do that, so I'm not going to bash that practice.
I don't mind the kids. The dogs drive me nuts. And I love the dogs, but it's just annoying.
Oh, well, that's it for this one. At Frango11, at Granny Maze, at Stunt Granny. And yeah, I guess that's our weird rambling hour on Raw. Plus
It's still
whatever
better
else
than
we
Raw.
did at the beginning. Good night, grandkids.